Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. All right, welcome to episode 277. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. Thank you so much for listening, for supporting me, for subscribing, for sending the podcast to friends and encouraging them to listen. It means a lot to me. And I've got a great topic for you today that I think we could all relate to. In some sense, I think it's a bit triggering. It's what to do, what to think, what your mindset should be when you're faced with the familiar story of when a relationship falls apart, ends, dissolves, whatever, but then that person comes back, begging to be back with you, wanting to try again, saying they're ready now. This could be an ex. It could be someone from an almost relationship. It could be someone who straight up rejected you, someone who said they weren't available, but now they want to give it a shot. It's a story as old as time. You know, I've been there, certainly. I've been there on both sides of that equation. In fact, now that I think about it, both the person who leaves but then, you know, wants back. And I've also been the person who is faced with the decision of what to think or what to do when someone wants to try again with me. So I want to talk about this briefly because I've learned a lot being in these situations. And I think I have a mindset here that is really centering and will empower you to just do what's right for you. And that, at the end of the day, is all you can ask of yourself, doing what's most compassionate for you. So I'm going to hop right into it. Here's my quick plug. I say it in every episode, so I apologize, but here I'll say it in one breath so I get it out. But you know, I gotta do what I gotta do. The episode is for you, but the plug, is for me. So here it is. If you're digging what I'm talking about and enjoying the podcast, it'd mean a lot to me if you'd share it with a friend. Just send them the link and tell them to hit subscribe. And if you want more, if you want to bring this mindset to life, I recommend journaling, and you could pick up a journal or two at newmindsethoodis.com. Whew. There it is. More or less one breath, but that's it. That's okay. So let's get into this topic here. Again, it's what to do, what to think when they come back, when someone tries to come back into your life, someone from an old relationship. Well, to start, I will say, I always think it's a bit amusing how I come up with the ideas for these episodes. And this one came to me this past week because I was scrolling through a certain website that I frequent. And I won't say the name because I can sometimes be a little critical of them, but there was this headline from an article there. Just boom, in your face, big, bold headline. And it said, if they love you, they'll come back. If they love you, they'll come back. So I opened this article, gave it a quick read. And of course, I respect the author. I respect anyone who puts their thoughts on paper, in a video, online, whatever. There's no hate there. But, you know, I was reading this article and it was talking about how, you know, true love always brings people back together, that no matter what happened, no matter how much someone might have hurt you, no matter how much time has passed, that if they love you, they'll come back to you. And I don't know, no disrespect to that offer, of course, but I think that's a bit of BS, respectfully, with a smile on my face. I think that's BS. Like, I mean, in theory, like, it sounds good, right? Like, yes, love is this incredible connecting force between two people, and it's what allows people to navigate the ups and downs of a relationship, of course, yes. I buy into the idea that soulmates are meant to be together. But this idea that if someone leaves you, that, you know, they'll come back because they love you. They'll be back. They love me. I just don't think that's a healthy mindset at all. Because the fact is, they left you. They decided that they had better options. And in my mind, it's not a healthy mindset to, one, expect that they'll come back to you, or two, even tolerate it if they do. So in my mind, and this will transition into the mindset I want to talk about here and why people do this, why people come back. It's, you know, if someone leaves you, if someone decides they're not ready for you, if someone decides that, you know, they're not available emotionally for you, no matter if they, quote, come back because they love you, you shouldn't be there waiting for them. You shouldn't tolerate that. You shouldn't be available anymore. So anyway, saw this article, got a bit triggered, decided to do this episode specifically on why people do this and what you should think. Why people come back to you. Because I think if we can break that down, hopefully there will be less overthinking for you and for me when faced with the decision of what to do. And then you could just do what's right for you. So let's think about this. And maybe you've been in these situations before where someone tries to come back to you. Or maybe you haven't. But I'm pretty sure at some point this will likely happen to you, because it happens a lot, because, you know, humans, indecisive, overthinking, wrong priority humans. So this could be following a mutual breakup. It could be following a 3-month long relationship, and then they end up saying it's going too fast for them, that they need to pump the brakes, and then they leave and the relationship ends. It could be following a year long relationship and they end up breaking up with you because they're like, I'm just not ready for something serious. It could be they straight up reject you early on and say they're not interested. They're not ready to date right now. They're not emotionally available. Or it could be the big one, an ex from your past, from a serious relationship, an ex from a long-term committed relationship that you were in that ended for any number of reasons, right? So that's the foundation here. You have that, and then boom, today, tomorrow, they show up back in your life. And they're saying things like, I don't want to let you go. I didn't mean to let you go. I want to try again. I think we should give this another shot. I didn't mean what I said. My priorities were messed up then. I messed up. I'm ready now. Sound familiar? Little sound bites there. This happens a lot. And I don't know about you, but in that equation right there, I'm hearing a lot of I want to try again. I'm ready. I messed up. I don't want to lose you. I want you. I'm ready. So here you have this person coming back to you, a person who at one point in your relationship with them, or whatever you had with them or didn't have with them, your interaction with them, they decided that you weren't good enough for them. That's the facts. They decided that at some point. And let's also remove from this equation someone who you rejected or who you broke up with. Hopefully, if they came back to you trying for round two, you would have that same resolve you had in the first place. So let's remove that for this equation. In this episode, I'm talking about the people who, in a way, rejected you or who didn't choose you in the first place, right? It doesn't have to be some big event where it was a big blow up, breakup or something like that. Just someone who at some point said they weren't ready, who said they didn't have the time, they didn't have the energy for this, who said they weren't emotionally available for you, whatever it is. But that was then, and this is now, and here they are. They're standing at your proverbial front door, hat in hand, saying they want to give it another shot. Another shot. So what should you think? Well, I think you should recognize why they're doing it, why they're coming back to you. Why are they wanting to try again? Why are they here? Why are they saying it'll be different this time? What is it they see in you this time, whereas before they clearly didn't see it in you? Well, I think there's a couple reasons here, and I wrote some down why they come back. And the first one is a classic reason. It's that, and I'm sure you can relate to this, it's that they see you're happy without them. You're doing great. You didn't fall apart. You didn't spiral into despair. You're doing fantastic. And that kind of hurts them. It kind of hurts their ego a bit. And so they want to prove to themselves that they can get you back, that they can get you back on the like emotional hook again. This is a big one. This is, I think, the most common one. They see you thriving and living and laughing and loving and all those things. And that just doesn't sit well with them. It's an ego thing. It's 100% an ego thing. And so they're back. And I've been here for this one. Like, this one is like, it's like almost innately biological. It's weird. It's like, I remember in my 20s calling things off with someone that I was dating at some point. But like in classic form, I continued to follow her on Instagram for like, you know, 4 months. And I saw at some point that she was looking great. She was having fun with friends. She was doing phenomenal. She just got promoted at her job. She was smiling. And I was like, unconsciously, I was like, I should message her. I was like in robot mode. I should message her. You know, now is a good time for me to message her. Like, I can't really explain it, but I think it's someone seeing you happy and thriving. It's like a biological green light for them to try to slide back into your life. You know, it could be an ego thing. It could be a thing where before they didn't think you were good enough, but now they think you are good enough, something messed up like that. But whatever it is, voila, they're back in your life. So that's a big reason. That's like reason number one. But another classic reason is because when they called it off with you, when they rejected you, when they said they weren't ready for you, whatever it is, they then went on to find someone else who, for some strange magical reason, they were ready for that person, but we won't go there. But after some time, they got bored, and they're bored, and that's why they're back in your life. And then they see that you're looking like a freaking bowl of oatmeal, and that boredom was like, oh, I should reach back out to him. I should reach back out to her. That's a big reason. Boredom. Boredom with someone else. That'll do it. And I wrote down a couple more. I mean, there's a bunch more reasons here. Like they're literally playing games with you. They're being emotionally manipulative with you. They're wanting that rush of that connection. They just want to have you back on the line, back on the roster, whatever. And then there's also another reason. They're living in regret. They realize that they messed up. They regret letting you go. They regret overlooking you. They realize that they let a great person go because of their own whatever, their own insecurity, their own lack of communication, their own lack of readiness. And so they're simply regretting that. So whatever the reason may be, there are many reasons why people come back. And I'm sure if you've lived through this, you've seen variations of this, but the story is the same. They are ready now. They're sorry now. They can't believe they didn't see what they had in front of them. They didn't see what a great person you are, but now they're ready. Now they want to try. So what should you think? And here comes the quote savage part, but it's not savage. It's compassionate. It's 100% compassionate. It's that in the same way that they come back to you saying a whole lot of I want this. I'm ready. I messed up. It's your turn to return the favor. I deserve better. I remember why you left in the first place. I remember how you said you weren't ready. I remember how you said I wasn't right for you. And so on and so forth. I think you need to remember this. Flip the script. It's time for your eyes. Remember why they left in the first place. Remember why they overlooked you in the first place. Or just remember the fact that they did overlook you in the first place. And don't forget it. Because as I've talked about in a lot of episodes before, this whole idea of right person, wrong time, it really isn't a thing. If they thought that you were the right person for them or could have been the right person for them, they would have been willing to give it a shot and fight through that tough time to see if it could work. And the bottom line is, if at some point they weren't interested in you, weren't ready for you, they wanted to be single, whatever it is, they made that decision. They made the decision that you weren't good enough for them. And that's obviously just a decision on their own flawed judgment. And that's okay, because you've dealt with it, you've faced it, it's stung, you've healed from it, you're healing from it. But that's all the facts you need to know. It really is. I don't know about you, but I would never want to be with someone who had to grow to learn to love me or appreciate me, who had to convince themselves to give me a shot, who had to be at the perfect time in their life to even try. I would never want to be with someone who threw in the towel only to want to get back in the game once their other options didn't turn out how they imagined they would be. It's not a savage thing to have that expectation. It's not a pride thing either. It's a compassion thing for yourself, compassion for you. And it's also, it's like a realistic thing. I know sometimes people come at me and they say, I'm so privileged to say the things that I say on here, that, you know, the cliche that there are a lot of fish in the sea. But I really think it's true, particularly in reaction to this idea that if someone leaves you, they'll be back because they love you, right? But I think to get hung up on someone who didn't see how amazing you are in the first place, to get hung up on an ex who's continuing to try to stick around in your life, for one, I get it. Like, I really do get it. But there is a wide, wide ocean of people who wouldn't do that, who wouldn't overlook you. And I think you deserve to swim in that ocean, to take a lap in that ocean. You deserve better than being pushed back into a cycle that gave you one outcome before, and now for some reason, you're willing to expect another. And yes, certainly people change. People can genuinely realize that they messed up and know that they did. But I always try to make decisions from a place of realism, a place of compassion, and a point of contrast. So I say, try this. Like, contrast someone who overlooked you with someone who would never overlook you. Is that a realistic comparison? Is there a world where you might find someone who wouldn't overlook you, who wouldn't choose someone over you, who wouldn't want to keep their options open, who wouldn't want to take it slow because they didn't know if they're ready for you? Yes, that is a fair contrast. That absolutely exists. And because of that, I think you should choose the most compassionate attitude towards yourself that you can, not savage, compassionate. Saying, thanks, but no thanks. I understand where you're coming from, but I've moved on, and I'm choosing to continue to move on. And you say that because you don't need to hang on to a possibility that was overlooked by them in the first place. You can create your own possibilities, and you deserve someone who sees what an opportunity you are and who wouldn't be willing to throw it away in the first place, who sees what an amazing person you are from start to finish, who embraces any challenge you might come across from start to finish, who is strong enough to throw away any doubts or options or, quote, emotional availability from start to finish, who's willing to try and stick with it from start to finish. That's someone who would never try to keep you on the back burner, who would try to keep you for later, save you for later, who would think that you're going to wait around for them to decide what they want. You own your own compassion. You own your own possibilities. And in that equation, there really should be no waiting around for someone to decide to be part of it. So that's it. Just something to think about, a quick mindset on why people do this, why people come back, and what I think is the most compassionate mindset you can have when you experience it. So if this was helpful, I'd love it if you'd share it with a friend. I'd also love it if you check out newmindsetwhodis.com, pick up a journal or two. Your support, as always, means everything to me, from the ratings and reviews of the podcast to your comments and DMs on Instagram. It means a lot. It means the world to me. So thank you for that. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for listening. And until next episode, I'm out.